I'm joined on the phone today by current Beltrami County Commissioner Reed Olson, who recently announced a new campaign he's starting after suspending another one. What's going on, Reed?
Good morning, Larissa. Yes. So as people probably know or may know, last Tuesday, the new congressional and state maps came out for Minnesota. And Bemidji, which had been in the 7th Congressional District, got moved into the 8th Congressional District. And we were trying to figure out like kind of how to make that pivot over to the 8th. And we decided to just, or the campaign and I decided that maybe it'd be best to just run for the local newly redrawn House seat, 2A. So that's what I decided to do, and that's why we're talking today.
So what do you think some of the strengths of the new 2A district are, as I imagine you will be running for the DFL party?
Yeah, I'll be running as a DFLer, yep. And I mean, from the partisan perspective, looking at the map, it's neat to see a map that has Bemidji and Red Lake in it. It goes basically from Bemidji and some of the neighboring townships all the way up to the northwest angle. So it is the north centralist of north central Minnesota. And, it's a region that I know. I've lived here since 94. I'm just very excited to get out and start talking to people and try to put together a really positive, energetic campaign.
I'm a little curious why you didn't... Of all the choices, you didn't pick Senate 2.
I looked at that. There are other people that were looking at running for that seat as well. And it was exciting, I mean, to be able to run for a new seat with no, it's an open seat, there's no incumbent. But I'm excited to, I've always wanted to be in the state house. So this is a great opportunity. I see a really great campaign here. So I'm going to focus on 2A.
All right. So what's next for the campaign? Do you have yet to secure the DFL nomination?
Sure. Yeah. The endorsing convention occurs. I can't remember. It's going to be late April or early May, something like that. But we're just going to start getting out and, we'll go up to Bidette and talk to people in Bidette, talk to people in Red Lake and basically everywhere in between, from Bidette to Bemidji, and try and get a feel for, what's important to my neighbors out there. And I think we have an opportunity here to really bring, our true like Northwoods values down to St. Paul and really have rural Minnesota better represented, in St. Paul than it is currently.
All right, Reed, is there anything else about your new campaign that you wanted to mention before I let you go?
I'll just say real quickly, as always, I will be working to support small businesses, support the veterans home and veterans in general, be working on strengthening our wood products industry and our tourist economy, and ensuring that these remain sustainable industries and that our lakes and rivers and forests are protected and able to be utilized by everybody. So very excited about the campaign and excited for the opportunity to talk to you today.
All right, Reed. Well, thanks for calling. I'm sure we'll visit again soon.
Indeed we will, Larissa. You have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. Bye.